It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Democratic primary runner-up Bill Thompson remained behind closed doors today as his supporters divided over whether he should pursue his mayoral bid or drop out of the race. As Thompson deliberated, Bill de Blasio, who got just 40% in the unofficial vote count, showed off a new list of endorsers and union backers at a big rally in Brooklyn. WNYC's Anna Sale and Bridget Bergen have been following the latest in this still unresolved Democratic mayoral primary. Bridget, you were at Bill de Blasio's rally on the steps of Brooklyn Borough Hall. I saw some video of it. A sea of supporters behind him trying to convey this sense that he's the nominee outright, that there doesn't need to be a runoff. How was this scene different than before the primary?
I mean, as you described, there was a crush of supporters there. Everybody holding up their de Blasio signs, but also a lot of union signs that were new to the mix. People from the Hotel Trades Council, 32BJ, unions that had supported other candidates before the primary, came out with their members to be there with de Blasio today. In terms of his messaging, however, very consistent. He's been talking about this tale of two cities and inequality. And, you know, even though he's been starting to get attacked by Joe Loda on that very messaging.
Joe Loda being the definitive Republican nominee in the race for mayor.
Exactly. He is staying completely consistent, even going so far as to start breaking that message apart for different constituencies. Here's a little bit of him talking about affordable housing and talking directly to the real estate industry.
I have said to the real estate industry, that they will have every opportunity to work, to profit, but the people's interests will come first. And the people need affordable housing on a scale we've never seen before.
So you hear that, and you would think if you're trying to appeal to a general election audience, maybe you're going to scale back some of that rhetoric. But de Blasio has put out this plan calling for 200,000 units of affordable housing. And throughout his speech today, he wasn't dialing any of that back. He talked about how the city has called for big, bold, progressive ideas, and he's the candidate who's going to bring those ideas forward.
Tell me about his new supporters.
I mentioned a couple of them. He had support from Hector Figueroa, the head of 32BJ. That's the Building Cleaners Union. He also had Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz, who was a very staunch Christine Quinn supporter. Assemblyman Kareem Kamara, who was a Bill Thompson supporter. So you just began to see this like growing coalition of supporters, Democrats coming out. Kareem Kamara himself said that it's important that we have that we unify behind de Blasio so that we avoid 4 years of another Giuliani administration. And again, that's a direct attack on Republican Joe Loda, who was a deputy mayor under Rudy Giuliani. And you really get the sense that is how that's how this coalition is going to be built. We also heard from Council Speaker Christine Quinn herself.
You know, that's a decision for him to have to make. I think clearly I've made very clear I'm going to enthusiastically support the Democratic nominee. I think it's clear that to most folks that that person is going to be Bill de Blasio, but that's a decision for Bill Thompson to make himself.
So just to set that up a little bit, that was Council Speaker Christine Quinn talking about whether or not Bill Thompson should be stepping back from this race and whether Democrats should support Bill de Blasio. It's, you know, it was lukewarm support, but it sounds like even she is seeing how the coalition is forming behind the likely Democratic nominee.
Anna Sale, let's talk about Bill Thompson. You've been reaching out to his supporters today. What are you hearing? There's been some mixed messages about whether he should forge ahead or withdraw from the race.
Well, the first thing I want to say is what I've been hearing is radio silence from the Bill Thompson campaign. I mean, no public schedule today, and very clear that he is talking and consulting with supporters to figure out what to do next. There's reportedly Charles Rangel told Capital New York that there's a strategy session for Thompson supporters and union backers of Thompson's who are going to figure out tonight what to do next. So we are watching that. The UFT has an afternoon meeting, and that was, of course, the big labor union supporting Bill Thompson. So we are watching that. But among the Bill Thompson supporters who I did talk to, some really interesting breakdowns in who's telling Bill Thompson what to do. Bridget mentioned Kareem Khmer. He's an assembly member who came out and switched from being a Bill Thompson supporter to now supporting Bill de Blasio. He's just one of the electeds who has done that. Another is Councilman Adonis Rodriguez, who I talked to. He supported Bill Thompson during the primary, but he called Tuesday's results a referendum and said the Republicans are getting ready to raise millions of dollars to defeat Bill de Blasio, so we need to rally behind him. Here's what he said.
We cannot wait time, and we believe that with the number that de Blasio has right now and all the support that he's been getting from the unions and other elected officials, all we got to do right now is to come together as a Democratic family and elect our new mayor.
So that's Councilman Adonis Rodriguez, who is a councilman who's also backed by the Working Families Party. He's sort of to the left, a very progressive councilman. But Bill Thompson had this really interesting coalition of supporters that included Republican Senator Al D'Amato, former Senator Al D'Amato, and Randy Mastro, who worked for Rudy Giuliani. When I talked to Randy Mastro today, he insisted every vote should be counted to see if Bill de Blasio did, in fact, in the final certified results, break that 40% threshold. If he didn't, he said there needs to be a runoff. That's how the rules go. And he insisted that Bill Thompson should stay in until every vote is counted.
What do we know about how that count happens and what the timeline is? Bridget, you've been closely following the New York City Board of Elections for a while. What are you hearing from them?
So at this point, the process is they will start. They'll open the machines on Friday and look at the official count in all of those lever machines.
I saw a truck being loaded with those machines today in my neighborhood. There
exactly,
they go.
Right? And they're going to tally up those numbers. Then the next step would be to start counting paper ballots on Monday. And that would include provisional ballots that people cast on Tuesday, absentee ballots, military ballots. But one really important fact that I was just talking to the State Board of Elections Commissioner Doug Kellner about is this deadline. According to state election law, a candidate who has the potential for being in the runoff has 3 days to decide whether or not to withdraw from the runoff. So that sets a deadline of midnight on Friday for Bill Thompson to decide whether or not he's going to stay in this runoff, potential runoff, or not. If he decides not to withdraw, that means the board has to go through this whole counting process. That can be somewhat prolonged. And when you get into counting the paper ballots, you have to have lawyers from both parties, representatives from both campaigns. It's actually a public process that people can go to and oversee. But it also can then spill into challenges, court objections, and it's something that can drag out. And given that there's a compressed time frame for both the campaign and for the runoff, it's a challenging decision to make.
The pressure is on Bill Thompson. Very quickly, Anna and Bridget, Joe Loda, he's come out swinging. He's free to launch his campaign, and he did, making several media appearances and visiting the Queen's burial site of Rebbe Menachem Schneerson, the head of the Lubavitcher Hasidim. Anna, what was he saying about Bill de Blasio?
Joe Loda was also on Brian Lehrer today, and he has come out firing against Bill de Blasio. He called the Tale of Two Cities rhetoric, he called it a rhetoric that divides rather than unifies, called it invective, that had no place in a campaign. So Joe Loda has already moved to his general election talking points while the Democrats are still trying to figure out exactly who their nominee is.
WNYC's Anna Sale and Bridget Bergen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered.